as we welcome you here to our broadcast. It's our coverage of Pella High Volleyball with Olivia Cutler, one of our seniors, a serving specialist this year. And Olivia, these ones are fun where you're all firing on all cylinders, got things done in pretty quick order. How important was it coming off of a tough tournament this weekend to take care of business, get off to a quick start, and take care of business here tonight?
Yeah, we just wanted to start strong and just do what we can. I mean, we knew it was going to be a game where we could just go out and play as hard as we can and just play our game.
Well, and so often when you play these teams that are struggling, and Newton's not had the season I think that they've wanted to, especially in the conference, you can often play down to the competition, right, and kind of join them where they are. How crucial was it, especially after that early little blip there where Newton got the lead early, how important was it just to get back on the rails and then get that train rolling, and then once it was rolling, keep it rolling really fast?
Yeah, those first 10 points were a little iffy, I guess, but we just, it's important to come together, and we just work through it together, and getting every first serve receive and every first pass and just getting the kills and supporting each other. And serving hard is really an important thing that we always press for, and so it's just important to keep our energy up and keep going.
Well, and not only that, but also just a quick night overall, especially having played, three Saturdays in a row with tournaments. Mm-hmm. You've had some Thursday tournaments. You're already up to 29 games now. How critical was it just to get out of here quickly, get your body some rest, and really just go into practice mode now for the next week?
Yeah, we're really excited about this next week because we can just practice and relax our bodies and just get ready we're getting ready for postseason, so then we can just prepare for that. And it's really nice to just have this break that we can come back stronger next Tuesday.
We're here with Olivia Cutler. She's one of the seniors and a serving specialist for the Pella volleyball team following a sweep of Newton here on Tuesday night. And, you know, your role on this team changed. Last year you were kind of the first person off of the varsity roster. You became a really good supporter during the postseason stretch. This year you finally get to show your stuff. How much work did you put in the offseason to earn that opportunity, and what's it been like this year getting a chance to contribute on the varsity team?
Yeah, so I played club volleyball at Thunder, and then my serve has always been something I've been super confident in, so I kept pushing that and doing what I can there. I love volleyball, and so it was just, I love every opportunity to be able to play with my great teammates.
Well, and if people hear the name Cutler, that is the same Cutler as Dad, the famous cross-country coach, and your siblings have all kind of gone different routes, right? A lot of them ended up running. I got a chance to interview your sister several times over the years, and others, you know, maybe don't do sports, and they just stick in band, but you went mom's route with volleyball. How neat has it been to have her obviously support you and your grandpa, who was a great coach over the years, and how have they helped you, along with Dad, develop as a volleyball player in a family that obviously talks a lot about distance running?
Yeah, my mom's been my coach for a lot of Thunder years, and so it's just been great to have that connection. And I grew up going to the PC youth camp, so that I always have been around volleyball. And I loved to run when I was younger, but that just didn't seem like something I wanted to do when I got into high school, and volleyball has always been a happy place to be with my friends. So, yeah, I love it.
And, hey, you know what? Those girls, those other ones, they can run all the 5Ks for your dad, right? You can sit here and get some big serves in.
Yes.
And obviously this team feels like it has high expectations, high hopes for what they want to accomplish this year. Ranked second right now in Class 4A as we're talking. 21 wins already on the season. What are the things that you'd like to see from this team continue to improve to know that you want to be back where you were a year ago playing for a state title?
I think the important thing is that we tend to go a little slow at the start of every game, so we want to break that streak and just start right away getting kills and working together and not put ourselves in a rut, because it happens and we just have to get ourselves out of it, and some teams won't let us do that, so we just got to keep pushing and work together. And yeah.
Well, and not only that, here in the short term, as I mentioned, a little more time off, no tournaments, but two really tough matches coming up, starting on the road during homecoming week at DCG, who just knocked off North Scott. So no teams you can take for granted here in the middle of the season, and I know you girls want to get a conference championship too. What do you have to do to get ready for Tuesday, knowing that Mustang Jib is a really tough place to play, and that's going to be even tougher for your girls having three court members on the homecoming court?
Yeah, we just have to. This week is important to just put the work in, and it's important just to play together. If we play as a team, we'll be great. DCG is always a really fun game to play against, so we're excited for that and just to show our stuff.
And then in 2 weeks, we invite people to join us for senior night. It's weird to even say that it's already coming, but we will be here before you know it. And I know the senior class is obviously exceptional in so many different things, and you have so many friends. I know that it's bittersweet in the sense of that'll be your last time suiting up officially. We'll have some playoff games, I'm sure, here at home. But how excited are you to finish this season strong, especially with the senior class, and to be able to celebrate with this awesome group of players in a couple weeks?
I love my friends, the seniors. We are just such a nice group. We've all melded so well this year, and we're just great friends, and we're just so excited to have that last home game. It's going to be amazing against
Indianola,
yes. That's going to be a really good game. So we're just really excited. We've played them a few times, but we know if we just play together and we're just so nice to each other, and we're just such great friends, so it's going to be so fun to play together.
Well, and on that teammate note, tonight everybody gets on the floor again, including Taylor, a fellow senior, and Grace. Again, there's going to be a lot of nights where they're not going to get to see action just because of the nature of the competition, but how neat is that to see their work rewarded? And to see that, knowing that you were in a similar spot last year, right, not getting that opportunity maybe to play full varsity, how neat is it to see your teammates rewarded for their hard work, because they're practicing against Katie and Brooke and all these girls every single night?
Yeah, it's so fun. We support them so much because it's just so fun when they get to go in and play, because they have the best attitudes about it. They're the happiest girls around, even on the bench or in the court. And so it's so exciting to see them get to play and get kills or really good digs and assists. It's just so exciting.
Olivia Cutler, the serving specialist and a senior for the Pella volleyball team following a sweep of Newton. Olivia, good to talk to you for the first time. I've talked to many a Cutler, but now glad to add you to that list. Enjoy the rest of your season. Look forward to senior night in a couple weeks.
Thank you.